Hello, listeners. This is Emily Bendish of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. A big victory for the United States cattle producers happened yesterday with the signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement by President Donald Trump. North Dakota Stockmen's Association President Dan Rohrwig, a McVille, North Dakota cow-calf producer, had this to say. Yesterday was a great day for American agriculture. The USMCA is important to our state's beef producers, as it preserves our duty-free, unrestricted access to our two neighboring countries, and, additionally, codifies important sanitary and phytosanitary standards to ensure that trade rules are based on science, not the political whims of foreign governments. Of course, the ratification of USMCA comes on the heels of a game-changing new trade deal with China, a new bilateral agreement with our largest export partners in Japan, and much improved access to the European Union. These are all positive developments for our ranching community and should add more profit opportunities for our state's cow-calf producers. Additionally, last week, the North Dakota Industrial Commission gave the go-ahead to the Bank of North Dakota to run a second Ag Disaster Relief Loan Program. The program is designed to help farmers and livestock producers cover operating shortfalls, term debt payments, and to restructure debt. The Ag Disaster Relief Loan Program allows up to a 10-year amortization for chattel and up to a 25-year amortization for real estate. Both have a 5-year balloon, and the first 12 months may be interest-only. The previously approved program, the Livestock Feed Loan Program, assists livestock producers to purchase feed, pay expenses incurred for remote hay hauling, or hauling livestock to a feedlot, pay feedlot fees, and cover the cost of harvesting cash crops. Both programs address the needs of farmers and ranchers negatively affected by extreme weather conditions in 2019. Bank of North Dakota staff held meetings with stakeholders, including trade associations, livestock producers, farmers, bankers, and state agencies, to determine needs before developing these programs. Producers may access the program by working with their local lender. More detailed information is available at bnd.nd.gov/egg. Don't forget, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is offering an exciting opportunity to represent the North Dakota Stockmen's Association at the Young Cattlemen's Conference, May 27th through June 4th. The Young Cattlemen's Conference is sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and is a comprehensive nationwide tour of various industry sectors and is designed to enhance leadership skills in young cattle producers. The NDSA Board of Directors will select one person to represent the organization. To apply, mail a cover letter and resume to the NDSA at 407 South 2nd Street, Bismarck, by March 1st. Additionally, the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation is offering a series of scholarships again in 2020. The deadline to apply for each is March 1st. Complete rules and downloadable application forms are available at www.ndstockmen.org. For over 90 years, the Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, call us at 701-223-2522. This is Emily Bendish signing off for this week's Stock Talk, wishing everyone a great rest of their week.